Blog Talk Radio.
This is about this show is about being a tortured artist. I will admit that due to having a tough life, you know, of hardship and, you know, being a victim of circumstances that was out of my control and other challenging situations, that I became a torture artist. And, you know, that's not what I intended to do. You know, I intended to just write a song or really sing to the best of my abilities and go for my ambition to come to Hollywood. And but life itself is so limiting, and I've never been really been loved in my life, I felt, with another person, or have received the recognition I feel I deserve. And despite having, you know, ambition or gifts, you know, the recognition hasn't came. So it does bug at me that I haven't received that recognition, but I came to terms with it through growth and awareness that appreciate myself over time. But, you know, the torture is from plugging ahead and not seeing those the green light to be where I want to go. The other reason I probably was tortured was being a target, or feeling like I've been a target from people who are perceived to be have a dark side to my ambitions to be in the industry or to be somebody in this world, and it made me confront myself to make me realize that I have to push that aside and continue to do what I need to do. And life is too short, you know. Believe me, I went through a lot. I was not as aware or stable when I was younger because I came out here with a dream. $400 in cash on the Greyhound coming from Western New York, coming to Los Angeles and getting off the Greyhound. And the first thing somebody told me when I came out, I was in downtown LA, they said, be careful, it's dangerous, and it was Skid Row. So that was my first exposure to LA. And then I went up to Hollywood. I was in Covenant House for teenagers, 19, you know, young people. I felt that they didn't respect my wishes, you know, which probably played a role today, and perhaps, and, you know, to be fair to them, they were trying to, what they perceived me to be, but I think they had the wrong perception of me, and sent me to some place that I never had no intention of being, so that, you know, the torture was, you know, not being respected for having that dream to be in Hollywood, not. And I realized that some of this stuff that I went through was I had the perception was I was too odd, or, you know, being odd by people in the society. You know, it's like they think I was sick, and it really was their ignorance. Because being odd, it's hard to be odd, and or the perception of being odd or unique in the society, because people prefer to be around people who are like them. They don't want nobody who stands out in a weird way. I didn't see myself as that, really. I don't see myself as that odd, but I realized as I got older, well, some people are really too limited mentally. They have not, or it's not to say that I know more than they do. I just think they have not exposed themselves to more experiences like I have, and not see the world as a diverse place. And maybe they haven't been exposed to people who think differently and act differently than they are, and that is the fact. But, and, you know, I was exposed to craziness when I was a child. So, it's, you know, writing a song and especially singing it and going on stage so many times and not getting recognized, it tore me apart. When I was younger, was there self-destructive behaviors? Well, I'm glad that I didn't go to alcohol or drugs because that would have made it really worse. But as far as mental health issues, yes. Depression, I wanted to do something to myself, I wanted to leave the planet, suicide, all that stuff. But I survived. I'm glad I survived. Woo. To got wiser. But I also learned one thing that I didn't learn when I was a child or an adolescent or a young adult. Well, I finally learned it when I was in my 20s out here in L.A. Someone told me I had to love myself because that's the way to survive. And I realized that was the key. Love thyself. Because if I love myself, then I can love and be with someone else. And the most important thing on this planet is to love thyself. Because I love myself, then I can pretty much overcome just about anything on this planet, pretty much anything, if I love myself. No one taught me to love myself because I was told by the world that I was terrible. I was all, people did not love me. You know, they told me I was fat, too fat to be an artist. I was too ugly. I was not smart enough. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, what I was, people saw me when I was younger was my intellectual side. And I didn't care, you know, so much. You know, I did well and I didn't. And the reason why is because I had all kinds of issues, mental health issues and distractions that I couldn't concentrate. Or I just, you know, but I was a little bit recognized when I was a child with my drawing, my paintings. And I was told to go to art school. And when I was in high school, even though I was at a top high school in Erie County, Buffalo, my teacher thought I was more artistic, and I did too. So they tried to move me to an artistic school. You know, Buffalo Academy was probably, or McKinley High School, to go into the fine arts. And I got sick because I went away from my art and because of trauma, bad experiences that was affecting my concentration. I wasn't aware that I was so depressed. I was clinically depressed at 14, 15 because of bad experiences. So I wasn't even aware that was the reason. So, but I'm glad I got out of it and to awareness. But the torture artist was like doing things and not being accepted. So, you know, having a very horrible childhood. I did have a horrible childhood. And then, you know, having this ambition to be an artist to make up for it, because it's like I didn't feel accepted by where I was in Buffalo, and Buffalo was no longer a place to go to at that time. So I thought Hollywood would give me what I want, to be accepted. And for many years, and still now, I don't feel accepted as much. But I realized that I had to feel accepted from within. So I had to love myself and still go for my dreams, because the realization is the world is not going to love me at all. I have to love myself. If I love myself, then I can help and love someone else. So it really was important that there's still self-love. But I have those issues of, like, when someone said, you know, it's not my song or whatever, then it brings up all that baggage, that alienation, that pain, the suffering, you know, all those years of making music, being on compilations, going on stage, doing videos, doing album covers, released 10 albums. It's all, you know, it's like, and no recognition. It's painful. When I hear somebody try to press my buttons or say that they use my songs or use me to get in the industry, that is painful because of all those years of struggle. My self-esteem, and I get fragile. So, but I'm glad I'm stable enough, you know. But if you look at people who actually made it and all the struggles they had, you realize how hard it is to be an artist mentally. We were just discussing Phil Spector. He had all the money in the world, all the fame, the fortune, and yet he had trouble with people who were shooting guns at other artists, and he was very successful. Trouble with marriage, and then he allegedly killed somebody and went to prison for it. Or look at Kanye West, all the stuff he said and controversial, and both these guys were diagnosed with bipolar, which is very common for artists unfortunately, some artists, it's very common to have mental illness or some baggage. For me, you know, I was never like that. But I have post-traumatic stress disorder from bad experiences, actual bad experiences, being hurt, victim of a crime. So I have to be careful. So writing a song or singing heals that, you know, makes me feel good. But I realize is that, oh, God, all those years, I spent all 30 years and nothing to show for it. So it's pain at my psyche. I'm lucky to be alive what I went through, because when I look at my life and I look at where I am, people have helped me. I really think certain people around me have helped me get here to stay positive, because I get really, you know, I went through a lot. I came close to the edges. But survival was the key to realization of self-love, and self-love kept me alive. Even though I act my own way or do my own thing, I have to just continue, you know, to do what I need to do to be happy and to love myself. Because if the world doesn't love me, then I have to love myself, even though that's painful. And it's hard to deal with that I haven't been recognized or people ignore me or whatever that I want to be with. I still have to, you know, love thyself. You know, because love in my life has been non-existent because of my, you know, one reason is because of not finding the right person, or the other reason is because of bad experiences or attracting people who are not the right people for me. So it's easy for someone. Torture artists tend to do things to hurt themselves. I was looking at, like, Vincent van Gogh, and I was like, gosh, what a genius, you know? It's like, you know, Vincent van Gogh, and he may have suffered from bipolar or schizophrenia. He's one of the most influential people in the history of art, but in his lifetime, he received really hardly any recognition. And he cut his ear off, and then he shot himself. Then they said that the Vincent van Gogh was made fun of by others. There was a report that he was ridiculed, you know, lived in poverty. A lot of starving artists have lived in poverty. So I can relate. No recognition at all. But he got it when he's no longer alive. You know, is I think that the torture artist part of it is, you know, we are so talented. Society, one reason, because maybe they get the object of ridicule, abuse, harassment by jealous people. So that put pressure on them, on the artists, because of their talents. Because, you know, it's really not fair if someone's so talented or so gifted that somebody has to harass them because they're jealous. And that has happened to me. And I didn't know what they could be jealous about. I had a hard life, a very hard life, you know, but I'm still surviving, you know, and I'm still going to continue to do my music and so on. But, you know, there are other issues, you know. Look, when Beethoven, you know, lost his hearing, you know, it's not uncommon for artists to suffer mental illness or drugs, alcohol. Within the music industry, there's a lot of drug addicts and alcoholics. It's like creativity and doing drugs and alcohol is very common, unfortunately. I'm glad I didn't fall into that, because that would have just made things worse for me. But it's very difficult to, you know, it's you know, if you have a talent and not getting recognized, or it's very difficult. Some artists have killed themselves. Yes, and some artists, you know, self-destruct. I will admit I was in that realm when I was 20, but I grew out of it because of self-love and hope and self-help and got stronger. So as an older person, I went through years of self-healing to not ever be in that situation, but still one day at a time because, you know, some days I get very frustrated. You know, not seeing this and not seeing that, but I have to appreciate life because life goes on. You know, life goes on. You know, trying to be successful or to being recognized is something I never understood or understand because of, and I hope they do. You know, that's why I came out to Hollywood to be successful. And I feel I've gotten a long way, released my records. And so I do appreciate being given the opportunity to release the records on indie label, even though I'm hardly known. And I do appreciate having my records released on Vivo and getting to the professional level. So that's a good thing. But it happens with a lot of, you know, struggling actors, struggling musicians, struggling comedians. It's very common, you know, dealing with overcoming all kinds of things. When I was younger, I was so sensitive, but it was delicate, or if you could say that, but that was because I had so much, as you know, I went through so much as a child. And a lot of artists have bad childhoods. I had a worse child, and I didn't heal yet. So I'm glad I healed to see that there's possibilities. And life is too short. So I don't know how long I'm going to live, so I got to make the best out of it. Because I do know when you leave this planet, you ain't coming back. So I have to, whatever is going on, just love thyself and continue my art. So I do appreciate being able to release records to the world. I do appreciate whoever, fans or whatever, who listen to it on this planet, listen to my songs. So I appreciate that. So I gotten a long way, but I haven't gotten to the goal that I set myself out to be. And yes, it hurts, you know, but I'm not giving up. You know, I got that song, you know, so you know, being able to get this far was a blessing. I mean, fame and no fortune is not what I set out to be. But I got fame, but no fortune. So I sent out to get fortune, you know. But I did write a book, Genius and Madness, of some of the artists. But these, you know, you got to realize that people who made it, there's a lot of people who made it who are going through issues of bipolar, depression, alcohol, drugs. And I know that when I was trying out in bands when I was younger, the bands didn't last because of alcohol and drugs or struggling or mental illness. It was so common, you know, the tortured, sadness that artists feel trying to make their dreams come true. And then, you know, in the Hollywood, you know how hard the Hollywood dreams, they also have the Boulevard of Broken Dreams where many people have killed themselves or gave up or whatever. And I did not want to be another broken dreamer. So when I look at that Hollywood sign, it's a symbol of my dreams, and I keep it as possibilities to be positive and continue so my dreams can come true. So, you know, but the most important thing, no matter what's going on, this is like life is too short. So I'm going to do what I need to do or whatever happens. And I do hope that I get that next chance. But I can't make somebody else love me. I have to love myself, you know. And it's important to know that. And you know, when I was younger, it's like, oh, my life depends on getting a record deal. Now it's like, yeah, I would like to get a record deal, but it's not the end of my life, but I hope I do. It is so important to me to be an artist and to be recognized. It's something, because I haven't been recognized much for my music, or I haven't been given the opportunities, despite doing a lot of things, to be recognized. And I felt there were people who were trying to undermine that my goals at the same time. Which is painful because I spent all these years struggling. They trying to undermine me from being recognized as a singer or a songwriter. But at the same time, I just had to let it go, control myself, and say, I'm good. I'm going to do the best I can and go for my dreams and continue to move on. Life is too short. No matter what happens, I have to love myself until the day I naturally will leave this planet naturally, which I hope is old age. But my book is Genius and Madness. I've written about artists who really made it. I mean, their dreams came true, and they had a hard time. And there's numerous artists who were, you know, that are a few, but there's so many artists that I've written about that you know, have the career that I would love and still dream about, you know, because it's like, you know, they are very talented. They were very ambitious like me, and they were discovered. But the other side of it is these people had lots of problems. Before they were famous, and you know, they had problems before they were famous, and when they got famous, you know, the problems were shown. You can easily, like Marilyn Monroe, you know, I think that how she made it, you know, she may have became a big actress, famous, but there were reports that Marilyn Monroe tried to kill herself, drugs and alcohol. She was put in a psychiatric hospital, and she died of a drug overdose. So that's someone whose dreams, broken dreams, because you got to realize that's a broken dream in Hollywood. That's someone who made it, who really made it, fame and fortune, and who died of a drug overdose, and who had tried to kill themselves, you know, and was abused by men to get, you know, sexually and mentally on their way to the top. So that's an example. So when you think of, they talk about Marilyn Monroe, like, look at all the suffering she got, she went to get to that point. But my Genius and Madness book was really interesting. I talked about Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain was obviously a torture genius, you know. You know, they called him the spokesman for the Generation X, because he was writing about deep issues, you know, like lithium and rape me and songs like that, so deep, so sad. I mean, he was writing stuff that I was writing kind of like a similar stuff, because I'm in that generation, but I didn't, it was pretty similar, but I wasn't aware of grunge because I was on the streets and Grudge was often on the street. I didn't have no cable TV to watch MTV or, but I heard the music. You know, I heard the music on the radio when I walked in someplace. And I kind of liked it, but, he became a millionaire. He had extraordinary talent as a songwriter, a singer. He changed the music industry because before him it was glam, glam rock. He took it off the, took it off the radar and brought grunge into the mainstream. He really did that with Nevermind album, him and the other two, and all the songs he written. He was a, principally wrote pretty much the entire album, all their music. The dominant songwriter, and he wrote, some really profound songs, and the sadness is the drugs, and he didn't want to be a star no more, and and then he killed himself. So, and they said he tried to kill himself a couple times by taking a bunch of pills. So. And he shot himself in the head. So that's really sad. You know, he's gone forever, but he left a legacy of, he was, rock and roll. He was considered a, he's the antithesis, someone who made it and is no longer here. So I've written about that. I did read about people who are still alive and who, Axl Rose is another one. He was another one too. What they say about Axl Rose? Well, Axl Rose was a victim of child abuse and neglect and had a troubled life. I don't know. They said he was diagnosed with bipolar, and I don't know if he, he said reportedly he wasn't, but we don't know what Axl is, but Axl is reported it was a victim of child abuse, and he had a, he had two sides to him, and he was involved in, all kinds of trouble, going to jail 20 times, but I think probably, alienated, all kinds of things, They say he was had bipolar, but I don't know. He did take a he said he took medication that he stopped it. So you see what, it really was sad, but he made it in, Hollywood, came to Hollywood, he made it with Guns N' Roses. And, now he seemed to be well. He seemed to be doing good, better, from what he, But, child abuse and poverty and living on the streets of West Hollywood for several years, I guess, took a toll. But he healed. So I wrote about that, and then I wrote about, then I wrote about other artists who, I wrote the book a while back, so if I wrote about a few, like Jimi Hendrix. He was a talent. Of course, Jimi Hendrix was on drugs and alcohol. He died untimely. But yeah, the tortured genius can either have a mental illness, or they involve in drugs, alcohol, or involve in something self-destructive with relationships and so on. It's really sad with Hendrix, because Hendrix really worked really hard to get there, he had such a talent, and he was discovered, and he's being ripped off by his managers, and didn't live long to see his success, and in the process, he changed rock and roll music with his guitar playing, but he didn't live long enough. That's another example I perceive to be a tortured genius. So many problems despite being talented. And it's really sad with some people. Now, there are people I didn't write about, but, when I look at people like Bill Cosby and all those allegations, it's like he was such a talent comedian, and then you know, being accused of being a rapist, and the evidence, and him admitting to allegedly some of this. So it's really sad that someone was that gifted and was had to be connected to this. Yeah, the first one was, you know, I'm looking at the book, some of the book. It's like Axl Rose Jr.'s vocals, piano. He was alleged he had bipolar and abuse and so on. But I think he survived, and he seems to be doing okay, you know. Because I remember when Axl Rose was out in Guns N' Roses, you know, up and down, you know, on stage and not or whatever. But he's doing pretty well. But Kurt Cobain was the saddest one because, you know, again, he killed himself. You know, drugs and, you know. But, you know, whatever, you know, I've written, I think I mentioned a few. But there are, you know, there are lots, there's plenty. They are plenty of people. You know, he definitely is obviously, you know, with Elvis Presley. He may be the king of rock, but he was on drugs. He was doing all the drugs and being manipulated financially, allegedly, by Colonel Parker, and he died a short life. So those are torture, because he was on drugs and alcohol. You know, looking at everything, likely played a role in his death, even though they say it's a heart attack, but you can see it. Or Michael Jackson is a definite example. Drugs and alcohol, being killed by a doctor giving him so many drugs, requesting drugs, prescription drugs, being allegedly, being, you know, accused of being a child molester. We don't know if he did it because he wasn't convicted. Some people think he did, but, you know, he may or may not have. But the problem is that being so talented and being accused of a crime and on drugs and then dying untimely. So a lot of, you know, there's a lot of torture artists who've been accused of criminal activities or involved in criminal activities. It really is prevalent among very talented musicians struggling with drugs and, like cocaine, and struggling with alcohol, and struggling with, you know, mental illness, or struggling or being involved in crime, self-destructive, or bad, you know, trouble relationships, trouble living on this planet. So, you know, I hope you read my book, but for me, I can say that I've been tortured all my life with my art and my life. I have been so many ups and downs, but I am stable enough to say I'm glad to be alive. And the thing I will say to all people who feel tortured or tortured, you know, geniuses or artists, is you got to love yourself as much as possible and to do healthy things, you know. Being healthy is so important. So I just love myself no matter what happens and take it one day at a time. Read my book. Good day, good night, sometimes. Night.